This is Ian Pickus for WAMC News, and joining me now is Colony Town Supervisor Paula Mahan, a Democrat who has just announced that she will not seek another term and will retire from the position at the end of 2021. Supervisor Mahan, when did you reach this decision, and why did you reach this decision?
Well, I actually had a long talk with my family this week, and we discussed moving forward and what the future brings, and we as certainly my family's been a great support to me, and but it made the decision to finish out this year through December, and then call it retirement. I'm not going to seek re-election, but I'm looking forward to the remainder of my term and getting a lot of things done and working with the great people of the town of Colony. And it really is more just this is my 14th year. I've just beginning my 14th year, and I'm very proud of the accomplishments that we've made over the years and reached all of my goals that I had set out for the town. And it's time to move on to the next chapter of my life, so I can enjoy some traveling time and with my husband and enjoy my grandchildren and my sons and daughter-in-laws and just enjoy life.
What would you say is your legacy as supervisor over the past decade plus?
Well, I think when I started this job, I came from teaching, and it was my mission to come here and work for all the people of Colony, regardless of political parties or anything like that, and keep the politics out of it and treat everyone with respect and work together to accomplish the goals, which the biggest one was when I came in to, really address the town's fiscal crisis. The town was basically bankrupt, and so it took a lot to stabilize the town's finances and move forward, and that was really the turning point when we were able to move in that positive direction and begin to accomplish many goals that we set out. There's just so many things we've been able to do, and including straightening out the finances, and really proud of our police departments and EMS department. They both are the top in the nation and have maintained that status, working with all our DPW people and really working on infrastructure for so many years and starting from scratch and moving forward with that. And we've been honored in many ways, and that's thanks to the people of Colony and the wonderful employees we have here. I couldn't ask for better people to work with and a better town to lead. So I really think I'm leaving the town in good shape and much better shape than when I got here. And as I said, I'm looking forward to my last year and hoping for the future of the town of Colony to stay the great town that it is, and so future generations will be able to enjoy a wonderful life here as well.
Did you have any second thoughts about leaving now, given all the uncertainty about the pandemic and its impacts on revenue and tax collection and where things might be in a year from now?
No, as I say, I'm going to be here all year. We're in the same boat as every other municipality, but I will be here all year, and we have worked hard to manage the finances with the loss of our sales tax revenue. We've done everything we could to manage the finances the best we could to move into the 2021 budget, and we still have everything moving forward, and we're still getting things done. So I think we are in the best place that we could be, under the circumstances. But I really, I'm hopeful that the vaccines will help to end this pandemic, and so people can get back to some sense of normalcy, and people can be healthy, and we need to keep people working. We've been able to keep people working in town government, and so I know there's more work to do over the next this year, and so I will be, you know, that's first and foremost on my list of and my focus for this year. But I think hopefully as we get through the middle to the third quarter of this year, we'll have this behind us.
How much, if at all, did the closeness of your last reelection race play into your decision making? I mean, were you worried at all that you couldn't win another term?
No, I'm not worried about that's not one of my concerns. I when I set out to do something and to accomplish something, I'm pretty determined. So I've won 7 terms in a row, and won for the first time back in 2008, which really was historical because a Democrat hadn't been in office in almost 100 years. So I don't focus on those types of things. My focus is on getting the job done, and I always said, you know, I want to be here as long as the people want me here, and you know, the feedback that has been steady is the majority of the people have been pleased with the job, you know, that I've done, and I believe that. Again, you can't control what other people do. I run an honest campaign, and that's the only way that I would run. And elections are always, you know, you could win by 2,000, 1,500, or you could win by 100. It's they're always different, and so no, that's not one of my considerations. I believe if I ran again, I would work hard, and I think I'd be successful again. But, you know, right now, I'm more focused on this year and accomplishing what I need to accomplish, and then moving forward into the next chapter of my life.
Who would you like to see become the next Colony Town Supervisor?
Well, I really don't have anyone in mind. I know there's certainly people out there that are very qualified to do the job. I would just like to see someone that will, you know, do the job the way it should be done, and that is to work for all the people of the town, and just be respectful and hopefully not get involved and play in these, you know, some of the nasty games that go along with elections. And whoever it is, I just hope that they give it their very best and we'll continue to move the town forward. I certainly want the town to continue to be, you know, one of the best towns around. So I certainly want whoever's here to be successful.
That's Colony Town Supervisor Paula Mahan, a Democrat who's just announced that she will step aside from the position at the end of this year in December. Thank you so much for taking some time for us.
You're welcome, Ian. Thank you. Bye-bye.